درس 14. لطفاً به تلفظ واژه‌های جدید درس گوش کنید.
Vocabulary Unit 14 Accomplishment Abruptly Courteous Envelope Greeting Heading Inform Keep in mind. Leave taking. Mere. Neatly. Ornamental. Punctuation. Prescribe. Sort. Salutation Style Vitally Yours faithfully Yours sincerely Yours truly
لطفاً به تلفظ متن درس گوش کنید.
Letter writing. Every educated person should know how to write a clear and readable letter. Everyone may have to write business letters of some sort and may have to face the problem of writing an important letter that will vitally affect his interests in life. The art of letter writing is not a mere ornamental accomplishment. It is something that every educated person must acquire for practical reasons. Letters are written in different kinds, such as friendly letters, business letters, etc. Each of them has its own particular form, but there are six important points which are applied to almost all kinds of letters. They are as follows. 1. The heading. This informs the reader where to start the letter from. The heading consists of your address and date, which is written at the top right-hand corner of the first page, the address above, and the date just below it. Name or title of the person you are writing to and his address may also be written at the top left-hand corner of the first page, at a lower level than your own address. 2. Salutation or greeting. The position of salutation is at the left hand of the first page at a lower level than the heading. The form of greeting depends upon the relation in which you stand to the person you are writing to. It may be written in any of the following forms. Dear Father, My Dear Mother, Dear Sir, Dear Madam, Dear Mr. Armady, Dear Mrs. Armady, etc. 3. The communication or body of the letter. This part is, of course, the letter itself, and the style in which it is written depends upon the kind of the letter you wish to write. While you are writing the body of your letter, keep in mind to divide your letter into paragraphs. Use simple and direct language. Write neatly and don't forget punctuation. 4. Courteous leave-taking or conclusion. A letter must not end abruptly, so certain forms of polite leave-taking are prescribed. Some of them are as follows. Yours faithfully. yours truly, yours sincerely, etc. This part must be written below the last word of the body and usually at the right side of the page. The correct style is to use yours faithfully to end a letter which begins with dear sir or madam, when the name of the person being addressed is not known to the writer, and yours sincerely, truly, after dear Mr., Mrs., Miss. Brown, when the name is known to the writer. In American English, sincerely, sincerely yours, are often used. 5. The signature or name of the writer. This part must come below the leave-taking. In letters to strangers, the signature should be clearly written, so that the reader may know whom to address in reply. 6. The address on the envelope. Stick the stamp on the right corner above the back of the envelope. Then write the name and the address of the person you are writing to. Don't forget to write the postcode on the envelope.